You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake, and all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. It's been a little while since I have been here. I'm your host of the show. My name is Michael Barnes, but very happy to be back here, and also very happy with how things worked out for the fundraiser. We had a really, really quite a good fundraiser, especially by our standards. So thank you to everyone who donated during this show, donated during all the shows, and especially also to all the volunteers and everybody who was holding it down while I was away. This show, we're at the end of the month, and what we generally do is kind of a free-form, all-vinyl kind of thing, which very little planning. I just kind of throw some records together and then throw them out for you. This one, slightly themed, a small bag, just records that I picked up over the last couple weeks. I was in the Bay Area for 1 week, and then when I wasn't here last week, I was celebrating my birthday, which was last Sunday. And so some birthday vinyl for you most of this first hour. In the second hour, at 5 o'clock, we got a guest DJ spot coming up from DJ Lengua, which is going to be fantastic. So do stay tuned for that at 5 o'clock. We'll also be chatting with him about his music and what he has going on, and what else is going on with the whole Mas Exitos crew. That'll be in the second hour. Wanted to start things off, though, here for the first 15 minutes or so. I think that's about how long this speech is. Here on the 48th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, they're not able to have the big soiree they wanted to have to kick off the memorial that now is in Washington because of Hurricane Irene, but it's going to be a while before we have another Sunday to do this, so I'm going to play you the speech in its entirety. This is actually from a record called I Have a Dream, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., 1929-1968, and it's the full address from the March on Washington, including A. Philip Randolph, Benjamin Mays, John Lewis, and Whitney and Roy Wilkins, but especially the full speech from MLK. So here you go. I Have a Dream speech in its entirety here on the 48th anniversary of that speech from back in 1963. Here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. when the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content, we'll have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must fail to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights
a meeting physical force was sold for. The marvelous new militancy, which has engulfed the Negro community, must not lead us to a distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is... bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes. And staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Yes. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Yes. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. Yes. I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yes. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children
will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his I Have a Dream speech delivered on this day 48 years ago in 1963 from a record of the same title. I'm going to get on with the show here in Melting Pot with music from Icewater Slim and the Fourth Floor. Dream On, Dream On, the name of the song here at KPFK 90.7 FM.
watching moonlight. Will it come true for me?
I'm on that long, 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 long road home. You know I strayed into the light, but now I think I know wrong from right. I'm on that long, 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 long road home. Oh, it's been a hard, 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 hard and rocky road. Yes, it's a long, 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 long time carrying this load. But when I make it, I'm gonna smile. I'm gonna be like a newborn baby child. I'm on that long, long, long road home. So my past is a heavy load to bear. It will be light as the sun is bright when I get there. I keep hoping, praying I'm not too late.
que besteira você fez? Não quis. Depois cedeu. O rapaz mais uma vez sorriu. Ficou feliz. O nascimento da cruz. A paz. Os dois. Os três. O quatro, cinco, seis. Que besteira, a primavera quimera, a flor de lis, a cruz de malta dor me causa, a falta de clareza, é incerteza quando a gente diz que besteira você fez. Já faz um mês.
We'll be right back. Doesn't take its natural toll, am I worried with the human soul. Some people think that they are in their rights when on command they take a black man's life. Now let me give a rundown on how I feel. If it ain't natural, then it ain't real. I wish I were better.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. In the background, for the last several minutes, you've been hearing music from Joe Henderson's record, The Elements, which features an amazing cast. Michael White, who is soloing on the violin just beneath my voice. Kenneth Nash on all manner of percussion. Alice Coltrane on piano and harp. Also on tambura and harmonium as well. Joe Henderson on all kinds of reeds, some cases overdubbed, and also Charlie Hayden on bass. It sounds like both acoustic and a very rare, perhaps, appearance of electric bass from Charlie Hayden during this period, at least. A record that was released on the Milestone record label in 1974, one of my all-time favorite spiritual jazz records. Just an amazing, amazing record. A whole bunch of people were paying tribute, actually, to Alice Coltrane, including, I do believe, Carlos Nino of KPFK just yesterday. And also, if you're a fan of Charlie Hayden and his music, he is performing in town this week over at the Catalina Bar and Grill, or I should say the Catalina Jazz Club is really what it is. It's a celebration, I think, anniversary. I want to say the 25th anniversary of Quartet West. And so it's Charlie Hayden's Quartet West performing on Thursday, September the 1st, all the way through Sunday, September 4th. Master musician, one of the greatest bass players of all time, great composer as well, and all around just good human being, good friend of KPFK, Charlie Hayden, and definitely something to check out if you have the time. Also in that set of music, you heard Archie Shepp from his album Attica Blues. The title track was what you heard, with William Kunstler, the great lawyer, doing the narration at the end of that track. We had music from Chicago's Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. The name of the song was War, from a 10-inch that they self-released in 2007, and it has taken me all that time to finally get a copy of it. Wanderlea, the name of the artist you heard ahead of that, out of Brazil. Feito Gente, the name of the record, a live record on Polydor from 75. And I think the song is Que Bestiaria from Wanderlea. We had Novella Nelson in the set, also Long Road Home, the name of the track from a self-titled record she put out on Arcana. And start things off with Ice Water Slim and the Fourth Floor. That's something that a friend of mine, Sean Sullivan, out of the Bay Area, played for me while I was up there. I'd never heard of that. It's a Johnny Otis production. That song that you heard was Dream On, Dream On from 7-inch on the Hawk Sound record label. The flip side of that sounds just like Sly and the Family Stone. I almost think that Sly had something to do with that. Not Iceberg Slim, Ice Water Slim and the Fourth Floor. So if you know more about that, then email me, michael@meltingpotblog.com, and let me know what the deal is with that. But pretty cool music. Just continuing things on, once again, remember, at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, we got a guest DJ set from DJ Lingua, and he's been previewing some of the songs, and this is... it's amazing, the stuff that's coming. So stay tuned for that at 5 o'clock, and that'll take up pretty much almost all of the second hour. But right now, I'm going to start off this next set off with something from Gloria Taylor. It's from a 7-inch on the King Soul record label, and the name of the song is Born a Woman, that you're hearing now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Yeah. stuff and stuff and things and stuff. Grieve me. I'm a bold soul sister. ESS.
love me no more, no, 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 no. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more, yeah. Now get off my ladder, woman. I got to climb up, up to the top.
See, you think there's like a crowd there, but you know that was total studio crowd. This is a record from Dizzy Gillespie. I actually just picked this up. It was reasonably cheap. Called Sweet Soul on the Gateway record label. This song is called Getting Down. But the music that's on this is from a different Dizzy Gillespie record that's called Soul and Salvation, which is a super, super rare record these days. It's been reissued, though I don't know the legitimacy of the vinyl that's hanging around like at places like Amoeba and all that. But this is like the second time I've actually run into this, where this record is the exact same music that's on the original record, and then they threw in some crowd noises to make it seem like it was a live recording, but can't fool me. So there you go. Hopefully Dizzy got paid off of both of these, and great music nonetheless. Also in the set, you heard music from The Counts with a song called Bills from the album What's Up Front, The Counts. The Racket Squad in that set doing their version of Get Out My Life, Woman. We had music from Ike and Tina Turner, Bold Soul Sister from the album The Hunter, and start things off with Gloria Taylor, Born a Woman, the name of the song from a 7-inch on the King Soul record label. You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Currently tuned to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., and we got a really great guest DJ set coming up in just a minute or so from DJ Lingua, so do stay tuned for that.